Good morning. So as you have heard, this week was all about Vacation Bible School for us, and it was a great week. Yes, there was lots of joy and laughter and a little bit of chaos. It's just how it goes. But it was so great to see the children learning about Jesus. You know, what an incredible experience for us as the adult leaders to see them grow in their faith. During the week, we learned different Bible stories that help children understand the love of God and just what it means to have Him in our lives. However, it's not just children who walk away changed by the stories, but us as the adults. You see, the stories we cover are not new to us, but sometimes we forget or we take for granted what the lessons they teach us are all about. Through VBS, we are reminded of those lessons. So take, for example, day one, which was the story of Ananias and Saul, which is what we read again this morning. So Ananias was given a hard task by Jesus to go and see Saul and to help him. The only thing that Ananias knew about Saul was that he was persecuting people who believed in Jesus, who spoke the truth about Jesus. Saul hated the early church. He approved of the stoning of Stephen, arrested Christians in Jerusalem, and set his sights on imprisoning Christians in Damascus. Christians usually ran away from him, not towards him. Ananias didn't want to go to Saul, but he trusted in Jesus and went anyway. Through the power that Jesus gave, Ananias was able to help Saul see again. Not only did the scales come away from Saul's eyes, but he was transformed by the experience. He was baptized, and instead of persecuting followers of Christ, he became one. The Bible point for the day was Jesus' power helps us do hard things. That's right. We know that in life we are faced with hard things. We will have to make tough decisions, say goodbye to people that we love, or be tasked with a job we may find too difficult to do. Trusting in Jesus doesn't mean the hard things all of a sudden become easy. It just means that He is there with us in the hard times and that He will never leave us. Day two, we continued learning about Paul as he encouraged others in a storm and shipwreck. The Bible point was Jesus' power gives us hope.
Trust Jesus.
Right. After Paul became a follower of Jesus, he fervently shared the news of Jesus everywhere he went. In Jerusalem, Paul encountered a group of men who opposed the teachings. The men began a riot, accusing Paul of spreading false doctrine and of defiling the temple. Guards arrested Paul and threw him in prison. The following years included trials, death threats, secret transfers to other prisons, and finally a trip to Rome where Paul could plead his case before Caesar. When you read the story in Acts, Paul notes that the season they were in was typically not one for traveling, as it was too dangerous on the seas. They decided to head out anyway so that Paul could stand trial. The sailors battled the fierce storm for at least 3 days, using every trick they knew to secure the ship and survive hurricane-forced winds and waves. Finally, the weary seamen lost hope of ever being saved. At this low point, Paul shares the hopeful news given by God. God's message of hope conveyed through Paul rang true for the soldiers, the sailors, and the prisoners that were on ship. God's angel assured Paul that no one on the ship would lose their lives. However, after the shipwreck, the soldiers planned to kill the prisoners so they wouldn't escape. You see, Roman law mandated that a soldier who lost a prisoner took that prisoner's place. But the commanding officer wanted to spare Paul, so he didn't let them carry out their plan. And just as the angel said, not even a prisoner died. In many ways, Paul was powerless in the stormy sea. He didn't have experience as a sailor. Guards held him prisoner. And of course, he couldn't stop the crashing waves and howling winds. But Paul did have Jesus on his side. The world can be turbulent, dark, and even confusing. Bad news crashes over us. Fear blows relentlessly against us, giving us feelings of hopelessness. Yet God promises to strengthen us with his power, and we can trust that God's promises are true. Like Paul, we have Jesus' power on our side today. Celebrate that truth and give each other the hope of victory and comfort during life's uncertainties. On day 3, we learned that Jesus' power makes us bold. The story for the day was of Peter and John healing a lame man outside the temple in Jerusalem. Instead of giving the man silver or gold, Peter and John healed him of his lameness by the power of the Holy Spirit. After he was healed, the man joined Peter and John in praising the name of Jesus. Of course, the religious leaders did not like them doing this and ended up putting Peter and John in jail. They were released the next day and were asked to stop speaking about Jesus. Peter and John, however, would not do that. They boldly kept preaching the good news of Jesus to all who would listen and prayed that God would continue to give them the boldness to share the news of Jesus despite the sufferings that were upon them. Speaking about faith can be intimidating, especially in the face of a culture that often feels anti-Christian. Many kids and adults as well feel shy about praying before a restaurant meal or inviting a friend to church or even mentioning Jesus in regular conversation. Others may feel unsure when it comes to showing Jesus' love, playing with new friends, or reaching out to someone who's lonely. Jesus' power helps us be bold. We should never shy away from sharing our faith just because it might be a little uncomfortable. Day 4 was the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. Everything has a beginning and an end. It's the endings that scare us the most. In life, we have many beginnings and endings. We are born, we go to school, we graduate, maybe we go to college, we get a job, we get married, have children, grandchildren, and then eventually our time is up and we die. As uncomfortable as that might be, it's the truth. However, there is hope. When we have Jesus, we believe that he is our Savior. We will live with him forever. Jesus' power lets us live forever. Death may mean the end of this life is over, but we have the promise of eternal life with Jesus. Day 5 was all about how Jesus' power helps us be good friends. The Bible story was about the believers of the early church working together and looking out for each other, something I am sure we all could do a little bit more of. What would this world look like if we had the same spirit as that first faith family, where nothing was mine and yours, but it was ours to share? Where no one went hungry, where everybody had a warm place to sleep, where the sick were taken care of? What would the church of tomorrow look like if we were like that today? With Jesus' power, we can transform tomorrow's faith community into an environment of belonging, sharing, caring, and community. Vacation Bible School is a way to teach children about the power of God and the hope we have in Jesus. They are lessons that we all need to be reminded of. Through Jesus' power, we can do the hard things. We have hope for tomorrow. We can be bold in spreading his word and love to others. We can be good friends to each other. And at the end of this life, we know that we will live forever with him in heaven. What a great way to spend the week. Amen.